Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air. Beautiful, making love with you is all I wanna do. Loving you is more than just a dream come true. And everything that I do is out of love. No one else can make me feel the colors that you bring. Stay with me while we grow old, and we will live each day in the springtime. Every time that we, ooh, I'm more in love with you. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, do 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 do. No one else can make me feel the colors that you bring. Stay with me while we grow old, and we will live each day in springtime. 'Cause loving you is easy, 'cause you're beautiful, and every day of my life is filled with loving you. Loving you, I see your soul come shine. Every time that we, ooh, I'm more in love with you.
A shocking turn of events. A menopausal woman made a mistake.
Yes. Have we got everything on?
I don't know. Have I made another mistake?
No. Oh, that she
I did. Listen, anyone who's going to listen to our podcast, I accidentally pressed the wrong button and there's not much left of it. What was turning out to be quite
she
a good show.
Oh,
but as lovely Michael came in and said, yes, it's quite meta.
It's very meta.
So, sorry to you,
matter.
Lucy. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
That's all right, darling. Now, where were we?
Well, we were talking about patches and hormones and how it's essential for women's mental and well-being.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
And then we went and proved that. And then, yeah, where should we go now on our little tiki tour?
I don't know.
Of...
Tell us what's happening in...
Well, shall I tell you what's happening tomorrow?
Times Age Land.
So, Waiting in Pain, you've heard of our campaign.
Yes, yes.
So we've had, we've now got a module up on, it's called a module, so it's like a carousel of stories. We've got a Waiting in Pain module now up on the post.co.nz website. And really what we're trying to do with this is to shift the dial when it comes to orthopaedic services in Wairarapa. So we have an incredibly big waiting list. It was 171 at the end of September last year. People probably think, well, couldn't you get more recent figures than that? It's really hard to get numbers currently out of Health New Zealand. There used to be kind of lots of public reporting on some of this stuff, and it's a bit harder now. But anyway, we know just from the people that have got in touch with us who are waiting that that wait list is probably not going down much, and that people have been on the wait list for a year plus, and maybe looking at 2 years plus before they get surgery. So tomorrow's big feature is we actually spoke to a surgeon on the condition of anonymity, but kind of really exploring what is it that we need here to shift the dial. What resources do we need? What approach do we need? And I'll have, you know, a few voices in there. I have gone to Health New Zealand for answers to a number of questions. So, and, you know, to kind of put these, not allegations, but these kind of perceptions and opinions to Health New Zealand. And yes, that's our big addition to the Waiting in Pain series, which is long term. You know, we'll run this campaign for as long as we need to, really, until, I mean, I guess the, you know, the real high point of success would be that somebody says, yes, we're going to get you an MRI scanner, or, oh, we're going to be opening a new theatre next week. But I think we have to be realistic.
It's the long game.
Yeah, it's the long game. I think from my point of view, and from some of the points of view of those who are currently waiting on the wait list, a little bit more transparency and clarity around what is happening, and a little less flannel, you know, from institutions. That really, you know, I get it. You know, I think Health New Zealand across New Zealand is embattled for all sorts of different reasons. But the people we've spoken to are kind of like a little bit upset with what that does to communication. When an agency is embattled, you tend to get less, I'm not saying honest, but less kind of, you know, yeah, we get it, you know, and we're sorry and we're trying our hardest. I think that's what people are looking for in the short term. But I met one lady the other day, and, you know, she's just starting on her journey of she needs a knee replacement, and she's just starting that journey. So we're going to try and we're following her to see how that goes for her. She just kind of got she had a an appointment and was referred at the end of last year. So we're just kind of following that, and because we've got lots of people who are halfway through the process and are, you know, and just waiting in this radio silence. But then I had another email from a guy who reached out initially and said, I think I'm going to get a date for surgery next month. So that's pretty cool, eh? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So, you know, we will tell the good stories.
Yes.
As well, the good news stories.
Yes.
But, you know, there's an awful lot of people don't really understand how this whole thing is meant to work. Like, what does good look like? Well, the government would say that's, you get, you know, 4 months before you see your first, you should see your, get your first specialist appointment within 4 months, and then you get your, and then you get a date. You get surgery within the next 4 months after that. So 8 months, that's your ideal pipeline.
Okay.
You get referred. If you're accepted for surgery, then you should wait, you know, a maximum of 8 months.
Do they still publish the when it was the DHB days, and it used to be published in the newspaper, the waitlist times, what was expected, and then what was actually happening?
So,
is that not done anymore, from what you're saying?
Not to the same degree, I don't believe, as before. The government have just started to release, or Health New Zealand have just started to release. So they've got a couple of, they've got milestones, and they've got 2030 targets for 2030, for a whole range of measures. So time it takes to see your first, get your first specialist appointment, time for elective surgery, time for cancer treatment. And so they're measuring that. They only just released their first batch. So on the face of it, and I wrote a story about this the other week, on the face of it, Wairarapa looks like it's meeting the elective surgery milestone, where I think overall at the hospital, we are meeting the interim milestone, which is around 70% of meeting that target. But actually, when you break it down by ward, then orthopaedics is still just languishing at 39% of people are getting seen in the time that the government said they should be seen. Whereas some, I'm going to forget what, there is a really high performing ward in the
hospital. Let me guess.
Yeah, go on, because I can't remember.
High-performing ward, that means like they're pushing through the patients.
Oh, 98% of people are getting, you know, what they need when they're meant to get it. And if you were to mention a ward...
Like maternity?
No, it was... Oh, God, you know, I can't... Isn't that awful? I'm sorry, you have to go back and look.
On the fire.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not the hospital overall. It is this ward. And you know, the patients on this list, they're really vulnerable. And also, some of them are still trying to do their day jobs. Yeah. They're still trying to raise a family. Yeah. You know, and they can't move and they can't participate and they're getting grumpy and tired. And, you know, this story we told last weekend, lovely lady called Chris Black.
That was heartbreaking.
Just, you know, her life is on hold. Mm. She feels old and useless. They were her words. I don't want anyone to feel like that. You know, nobody should be feeling like that.
No.
No. Especially not us.
I felt a bit useless after pressing the wrong button.
Oh,
listen, I'm going to play you the song that I really like, and I feel kind of embarrassed, and so if you hate it, just don't tell me.
What is it?
It's called Chicken Attack. Now, you know my passion for people with interesting vocal ranges.
Yes. Are you like a warble?
I like a whistle, and I like a yodel, and I like a little mishmash of all of in-betweens.
Gosh.
And this little song just tickles my fancy because the vocal on this and the control is just crazy. It's about a chicken, which is double awesome. So,
how did you find this song?
Well, I'm not sure because I just kind of troll around and listen to bits and this and that, and then they suggest me things based on my weird algorithm. Yeah. And so, I get a lot of whistling and yodeling and stuff, which is fine because I love it.
But there must be like an algorithmic cupboard. We can open the crazy cupboard.
Finally, someone wants a singing, whistling mashup. This is the Gregory Brothers, and they've got a YouTube series called The Song Voyage. And basically, they travel around the world making weird music creations.
Oh,
and
wow.
This one, they're doing a collab with a man called Takeo, which I hope I'm Iachi.
Mm-hmm.
Ishii. Sorry, I said that wrong. Takeo Ishii. And it's basically a cinematic universe TV series, and this Takeo is actor, and it's basically a chicken attack storyline. And the brothers have made this chicken attack song to go with the movie. And should we listen to it, and then you can
see
what you feel.
Okay.
And I'm just going to be really careful, and I'm going to press this button and then that button. So, yes, chicken attack, song voyage.
Cool.
Okay.
You should know that a man with the power of nature can bring you to the end of your life. And you should know by my smile and the look in my eyes that you are about to be massively forced to give up. Chicken attack, chicken attack. What you are meant before it fades to black. Say my love come, let's pretend you are more chicken ass. Go chicken, go, oh, oh, oh. Go chicken, go, oh, oh, oh. Now gonna fly, you on the sky. With the power of nature, you are never alone, and you can't live on the mark. Every beast, every tree follows me to the end, and you're about to be massively fucked. Chicken attack. looking at out. Watch your back before it fades to black. Say my love come, let's pass them. Come on, chicken ass. No chicken go. No chicken go. I wanna fly. You want the sky. You're young and you're hungry. Perhaps your money I give you this chicken today. It's eggs for your dinner. It's legs for next winter. You won't have to steal again. Go chicken go.
I apologise in advance.
It's brilliant.
Did you like it? It's kind of Japanese yodeling.
The tempo. Yeah. That was a slow-moving chicken attack.
Yeah. The video is basically a giant chicken attacking this man, Takeo.
Why is it attacking him?
I'm not really sure. No, I haven't watched the cinematic universe chicken attack episode.
I loved it.
It's a TV episode.
Yeah.
And it kind of reminds me of, is it Monkey? Remember, like, Monkey?
Yes.
And that kind of, you know, like just crazy stuff that's just crazy and everyone's doing crazy stuff and singing crazy things.
Whoa, that was cool. I liked it. And that boy was yodeling.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pretty cool, eh? Impressive vocal range and control.
And effortless. It sounded, and so, and the punctuation between the different notes was so clear.
Actually, I would love to send that to Top Trends and see what they think.
Oh, yeah.
Have
you got them on the hot dog?
No, I don't. I just would send it to them and say, what do you think?
Oh, I think they'd love
that. And they'd probably go, get out.
Another crazy lady from Nowara. I can't let her in. Oh, and she picks fruit.
You were going to tell me something that's happening tomorrow.
Was I?
Yeah, you said something's happening tomorrow, and then you stopped.
Oh, I don't remember that. Oh, just a story, I think.
Oh, okay.
I've done that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have we run out of things to talk about?
No. I wanted to tell you this idea that I had at 2 a.m. when I couldn't sleep.
Okay.
And then actually I thought maybe I dreamt it, but I think it's something that I saw and then forgot.
Okay.
So like doing songs, singing songs, making up songs, musicians and artists who make songs, and where does their inspiration come from?
Uh-huh.
And Brett McKenzie from
Concords.
Flight of Concords and Muppet Show fame and Oscar winner.
Yeah.
And amazing musician. And he's doing this challenge where he's just going to make a song a day.
Yeah.
And he's totally open to anyone suggesting themes of what he could make a song about.
Okay. So Chicken Attack has been taken
out. Chicken Attack's been taken. But I wanted to ask you, had you had anything that had happened to you that you think would make a great opportunity for a song, or any stories you've seen, or anything really about what makes them tick? What makes these fellows tick?
Yeah. This is such a good question.
Yeah.
I do, you know, I just drawing on our earlier conversation, you know, a song about a fish who swallowed an estrogen patch, that does somehow tickle my fancy. I think
that would be a great song. Yeah. I could suggest that. You could write a song. Lots of people have been writing into them, and I was just thinking about it. And you could write a song about, let me know when your divorce proceedings are starting so that I can come and be a sexy shoulder to cry on.
Oh, I like that. Oh, yeah, you just, like, show up.
Let me write a song about how annoying it is when you come through the door and a piece of your clothing catches on the door.
Oh, my God, that drives me wild.
Or a railing or a banister. And why is someone always watching when it happens?
Oh, yes.
What about a song about sticky notes and how they got invented?
And how they do not stick? That they are...
That's if you're off-brand. You're probably off-brand.
Oh, yeah, I am. Yeah,
the,
I am.
The on-brand ones stick. That's why they're so
expensive.
What about
sniffing Vivids?
Yeah.
I can see your ideas are a lot bigger in scope. I kind of, you know...
I reckon you like it. Yeah. What about a song about stubbing your toe? I mean, because all the, you know, the usual themes are like heartbreak.
Yeah, oh, I hate heartbreak songs.
Terrible heartbreak.
Yeah.
And
I hate love songs, full stop.
Do you?
Yeah, I really.
What is else that, did I learn about you?
Well, it's
you hate family drama and you hate love songs.
No, no, it's mawkishness.
Oh, you don't like mawkishness?
Yeah, I am.
What's the definition of mawk?
Mawkish is like
is it
icky.
Is it singular?
It's sticky sentimentality.
Oh, you hate
oh,
that.
I cannot bear it.
Have I been mawkish to you?
No, never.
Okay.
Never. I think, like...
Sentimental and exaggerated or false way.
Oh, yeah, I can't bear it.
It's faint, sickly.
Oh.
Oh, it can be like a flavour.
Oh, can it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I just Googled it. An
mawkish
archaic
ice cream.
Form. You can have a faintly mawkish smell of warm beer. The mawkish smell
oh,
of
wow.
old butter.
what website
that's probably
are you
from
on?
Old English.
Yeah.
From dictionary.
That's great.
Oxford
yeah,
English Dictionary. That's from Old English, I bet you.
Yeah, yes, it would be. It's a great word, isn't it? Mawkish.
Yeah.
Maybe we should call our show Mawkish.
Chicken Attack.
Are you singing Chicken Attack?
Yeah, sorry. It's so catchy.
It is very catchy. I think yeah, I do not like love songs. I don't like men singing about. I find a strong stream of narcissistic, controlling behaviours in most love songs sung by men.
Oh,
you
okay.
have a listen, right? And you just think
that could be a good idea for me as a playlist to do, like
oh,
the male
songs.
No, like yes, yeah.
God,
but also like, can you write that down to
yeah,
remind
sure.
me?
Sure, yeah.
Like the original. It's like a 60s one because there's some wet in the 60s
Ooh.
In American rock. There were some weird songs about, you know, Be My Baby. And
yeah, inappropriate age gap
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then it's like remade later on by a different artist and given a proper twist.
Yes.
That would be a good...
That would be very good.
Yeah, write
so
that
how
down.
Do I describe that in notes? In
comparison? Yeah, comparison playlist.
Comparison playlist.
Of like mawkish songs remade with modern...
Oh,
yeah.
Mawkish or there needs to be a better word that ends in ish or greatish.
Sentimentalish. Sentimentalish.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, I do struggle with some the lyrics of some songs sung by
yeah.
men. Even today, I just think, oh, you just sound like you're hanging around. You're not letting that poor woman breathe. Like, get off. She's got her own life to lead. She doesn't need you fucking hanging around, being a dead weight with your sad eyes and your patriarchal behaviours.
Look out.
I know. Oh, I meant to wear that T-shirt today. Smash the Patriarchy T-shirt that my husband got me
oh,
for my birthday.
What a great ally.
I know.
Hey, I want to play Linda Ronstadt and see if you hate this, because this could
I
be
love
potentially. Linda Ronstadt. Well, this is like super mawk.
Oh, is it?
Have you heard, you know, Long, Long Time?
No. Well, I'll say no, but I will have done. Mm. And once you play it, I'll go, oh, yeah, I know this.
Yeah. So this, I did not know the song. I mean, I knew of Linda Ronstadt, but I didn't know of the song. Until I was watching the TV series The Last of Us.
Oh, now I've not caught up with that yet.
No.
Very good.
Amazing.
Oh, okay.
I think I've talked about this before. And one episode in the first series is the best episode of TV ever.
Yes.
I'm going on record with that.
Okay.
And ever.
Wow.
And this song was played at the end of this devastatingly beautiful and perfect episode.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And yeah, so I'm saying 2026. What year are we in?
25. Like.
25 is going to be a really good year for people who like this. Could also be a good song thing, is like people who don't have much else going on but really look forward to their next installment of a favorite series.
Oh my god.
So 2025 okay. is going to be amazing because The Handmaid's Tale final series is coming, The Last of Us second series is
Severance.
coming, Severance yes is coming, Mandalorian is coming,
is it
yeah, and like tons.
Is Mando still played by the lovely, lovely man? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
He's having cracker year because he's in The Last of Us.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. You got to watch it. Yeah, so this song is like, wow. And played in that context, it hit me hard.
Okay.
So, but you see what you think. Yeah. You might think this is super mawkish.
I've got respect for Linda.
I know you do. Yeah. So let's see what happens.
Okay.
I'm going to watch you closely.
Take things in stride. Sounds like good advice, but there's no one in my side. And time washes clean love's wounds unseen. And I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time. Caught in my fears, thinking back the tears.
I could see how at the end of a very, you know, powerful piece of television,
oh, yeah,
that would be incredibly affecting. Yeah.
and not it, not in the way that you think it is, you know? Like, I like how when they juxtapose some kind of music. Yeah, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Because at the moment, that Rogue Heroes, the SAS Rogue Heroes, which is on TVNZ at the moment, which is about the desert rats, the SAS fighting the desert rats.
Yeah.
And then later on in Italy, in that campaign. And it's all modern music.
Oh, okay. Is it working?
Kind of. Yeah. Stuff like The Clash and...
Well, wasn't Apocalypse Now kind of a bit of a precursor to that, wasn't it? Kind of using... Didn't they... What was their piece of music that they used in the...
Well, the opposite way used the Ride of the Valkyries.
Oh.
So classical and a contemporary war movie. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Switching it up.
Yeah.
That's what we like.
Switch. I liked it.
You did. Not too mawkish. Well, that's good. That's good. I didn't quite get my last song in, but I just popped that on to next month.
What was your last song?
It's a guy called Moondog, who was a homeless person in New York, who turned out to be this incredible musician that someone happened to record.
Is he still alive?
I think he has passed away. I'm not sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, next time.
Next time.
So, notes.
Yes.
You need to get your apron embroidered.
Oh, yes.
Yep. And you're going to do a comparison playlist. Mawkish versus the non-mawkish version.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And, yes, a shout-out for YWay's Fruit Rescue before we go.
Yeah.
And the Fruit Hotline, which is running hot at the moment.
It was. It was going off as you were coming up the stairs.
And it's been going... Been going off all show.
So just to recap for listeners, like if they've got fruit.
Yes. Worry about
Yes, and fruit. Thank you, goodbye.
Please call or text or email the Fruit Rescue hotline. It's 020-436-8204. Or you can email fruitrescue@ywaste.org.nz. Or you can just go to the YWaste website and there's a contact form on there and you're getting put in touch and we can pick for you, we can collect.
Yeah, you do it all.
Yeah, and then it goes back to our chiller and is looked after and cared for and distributed to over 35 organisations at the moment, including food banks across Wairarapa.
Has anybody done a tally of how many families those 35 are giving to?
I'm not sure.
No. It'd be interesting to do that, wouldn't
it? Yeah. Mm. And another thing that I would really love to hear about, if anyone is keen, is preserving classes or how to preserve.
Oh, I thought you meant preserving, like, social class.
No! That came out wrong. Like, preserving, you know, there's all this glut of fruit and lots of people, I don't know, I freak out because I don't want to kill anyone with botulism.
Yeah.
But I think, is that canning or jamming?
I don't know, but I
don't know. It's all a big mystery to me, but I would love to learn how to do it properly.
Yeah.
So I think that would be cool because we can provide the fruit and the sugar and the jars.
So you're calling out to people who might be able to run a preserving workshop?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Or get together a group of like-minded people who love preserving and know how to do it and want to share it with others.
That's a lovely idea.
We can provide, because I've also been, as we've been travelling around the region, collecting the fruit and picking it, people have been giving me jars, giving me sugar. Because a lot of it isn't able to be eaten at some stage, but is good for jam,
jams
and preserves. So,
yeah. Oh, that'd be neat.
It'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. My husband once read a book in which somebody died from botulism, from a jam, and it really has deeply affected me. It was a piece of information I could have done without because I didn't even know that was a thing.
Was it a true story?
No, I think it was in a novel.
Oh, that's so annoying.
And so consequently,
what's the book?
I can't remember. Oh, this was years ago.
That's awful.
At least a decade of me... of me not being able to preserve happily.
Well, you might benefit from the method of microwave jam making, which you do in small batches, and it's easy. And
I
have
got... Have you got a recipe?
Yeah, we'll be putting that on our socials. So
great, okay.
Yeah, because you can just freeze it and make little batches as you go.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, that's what I need.
Yeah.
I need short, sharp shock
jam.
That's what we could call it.
Bit of jam.
Yeah.
Bit of jam.
How are we doing for time?
Forgotten.
A couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. What have you got for the weekend planned? What have you got planned for the weekend?
Well, I'm going to an 80th birthday party.
You are.
A surprise 80th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
Yeah. And
any
we're going
health
to
risks
a...
around surprise birthday party?
Well, yeah. My husband went back to Ireland to surprise his mother, who was 90, for Christmas and wasn't going to tell anyone. And I cautioned him to say, maybe you should tell someone because of the surprise is the anticipation. And also, you need to let them know you're coming in case they've all gone.
Yeah, that's right. I've got something better to do.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like surprises, do they?
No, they don't. No. No.
Yeah, I don't. Would you like a surprise?
I don't mind.
I'm learning all these things about you. You don't like mawkish.
Do you know what worries
you
me
don't like
about surprise birthday?
Jam?
Is what if I'm having a row with someone?
Oh.
Leading in, like having a good bitch in a moment.
Yeah.
Like, don't let him surprise! And I'm kind of going to go, yes, I'm not a monster.
That's a common movie trope,
isn't it? Yeah.
I don't know. No, I don't think I would like it.
I say to my family often, I'm not a monster. And
not,
somebody did say to me, if you have to say it, then maybe you are. Anyway, I think that's us.
Yes.
We're done. It's 12:57.
Okay. Mm. Well, we will see you in two
in
weeks.
In a couple
time.
Of weeks. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay.
And don't forget that fruit.
Yes,
Katie can help you with that fruit.
Can help you there. And Lucy can help you with your stories.
Yes.
And together we are Recuperate on Arrow FM 92.7. Wish you all a happy and beautiful weekend.
Yes.
And we'll see you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Nora.